Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, afternoon victory. I know who I am. And all of us that's listening tonight should know who we are in Jesus Christ. We coming before you right now for current events. If you got any events you got going on this week, bring us up the date, the past, the present, and the future, what's going on. I know we got a young man on the nine tonight, can read and pray. I know he got a book out there. He's doing some awesome things up there in Delaware. I'm still looking for a couple people supposed to be coming on the line. But nevertheless, we're going to go forward. We're going to bring Pastor Weatherby forward. Let him move. Look at him. We need a prayer tonight to move the enemy out the way because they are not happy. Mm-hmm. I got a phone call tonight from a brother, and he ain't happy. But, hey, I'm sending scripture at him. Love thy brother. Love thy brother.
My.
Let us work together as a unit. But Pastor Weatherby, do you have a prayer out there that can just go on Psalm 34, move the enemy out the way, Psalm 37, anything that lay on your heart tonight, just go ahead and clear the air, because we can get some business done. It's business
all right,
night.
Sir. All right, sir. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to this hour just to say thank you. Father God, thank you for keeping us throughout this day. Lord God, we ask that you continue to watch over us and protect us throughout this night. But before we go any further, dear Lord, we ask that you forgive us of any and all sins we may have committed on this day. Anything that we've done that was knowingly and unknowingly not pleasing within your sight, we ask for forgiveness. Now, Father God, we just come to you on at this time, Father God. We're going to speak against those things, oh, Father God, those forces that may try to hinder anything that you have designed for us to accomplish on this evening.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, any type of spirit or anyone that being used by any kind of spirit, Father God, we're going to denounce that in the name of Jesus Christ, because you said in your word,
Christ.
Father God, that whatever we bound on here on earth, that you will bind in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, you will loose in heaven. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're binding up the works of the enemy, the hands of the enemy right now. Anything that might come forth to hinder, Father God, that your people, Lord God, to just to do your will, we bind that up in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're loosing the spirit of freedom, oh Lord God, the freedom in you that you've given us, Father God, because you said in your word that we can do all things through you that strengthens us. And not only that, Father God, that there are no weapons that are formed shall prosper against us, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? And we have no fear, for you are not the author of fear, Father God. And we're going to go forth in confidence, knowing that you've already designed a purpose, oh Father. You've predestined a purpose for us, oh Father God, for us to complete, because you're faithful. You have begun a good work within us, and you're faithful and just to see that all the way through to completion. And there is no enemy, devil in hell that can stop the works of God. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak against the divine works, or well, I don't want to call it divine. We call it the undivine works of the enemy. Amen. Anything, oh Lord God, that he may try to do, whether he's doing it directly or through anyone, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God Jesus commands you, Satan, you have no hold on God's people. You cannot stop the plans of God. You cannot thwart the plans of God. You cannot even delay the plans of God, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. And we believe in by faith. We don't even have to go any further with that. We're believing by faith because we're walking by faith and not by sight. And we believe in that all things that we said in this prayer. And Father God, we know, we have this assurance as well, that even the things that we don't say, that you already know, Father God, that it is done by faith. And we count this prayer done by faith. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I think the enemy just got mad at you again.
Amen, amen.
You got mad. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
So we gotta go on forward. What we do on current night, on this night, we have people come on and they tell what's going on. And so, Pastor, since you said the prayer, since you got the airways lined up, go ahead. Talk about this new book and where you're gonna be at next week. And I know you went over and did a good testimony the other night about the young man got son overdose and how you had to minister to him. Go ahead, Pastor. Give us a little information how we can get to you, how we can talk to you, how we can
praise God, sir. We just thank God for all things, and we give him all honor, glory, and praise, for he's truly worthy of that. We don't take no credit for anything we do, but we do most certainly make our boast in the Lord, because as I know, my favorite New Testament scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that just lets me know and anybody else know that I don't do anything on my own, but I have the power that I have the power that dwells within me. And if I exercise that power, I can do all things. And I thank God for that. And all things are just the work that he's designed for our hands to benefit him and the kingdom and to glorify him. So I thank God. And, yeah, that young man, the man that I was talking about going through the grieving process, he's doing well. On yesterday, I was visiting with him. I visit with him every day, as I promised him I would. And the Spirit had me take him the Smokey Norfolk CD that has those songs on it. And the CNA told me that when I went somewhere else, and he said that he went in his room, he put the CD in his DVD player, and he listened to it, the whole thing. I said, well, that's going to change him, because those songs minister to you. So I just thank God for the Spirit speaking to me in that way. And I know that, you know, those are ministering songs on there, and he's going to be blessed. And and in conjunction with that, I did a Bible study yesterday, and I really got an opportunity, because I saw some things there dealing with him where the staff was not as responsive as they should. And this man has a speech impediment. I don't know if it's because of his disability, but you can barely hear him above a whisper. But he said this thing real clear, Pastor. He says, my son died, and you don't even care. And he was sitting back up against the wall. I was sitting there next to him, and the nurses behind the nurses' station. And they totally ignored that. That thing stuck in my spirit, and I was talking about it tonight. That's a message. And I said, that was a message from God. Wasn't just, I mean, Bob may have been talking about him, he and his son, but I heard God saying, my son died, but you don't even care. And that's the message that he's going to be yet preached by me, but I just thank God for that. I do have a book. I have two books that are actually out. The first book that I had out, it's been a year now since it was published. It's called Unless God Builds the House, which is the name of the ministry that we have with Zuma and Nathan on the Spot on Tuesday night from 8 to 9:30. This was the first week that we started it on Tuesday night. It used to be through EMG, and it was on Saturdays, but now we're on Tuesday nights. And Unless God Builds a House was a book that God gave me to write. It only took me 3 days to write it, and I wrote it in July of 2011. Yes, sir, it only took me 3 days. I don't write. I have a gift. God given me a great gift as my youth, and I don't write by conventional means. My teachers used to always get on me because I didn't do an outline. I didn't do a draft. The grammar school, elementary school, junior high school, all the way into college. I don't write like that. All I need is just to have an idea. I can sit down and start writing, and it all falls into format. And God gave me that book because of the situation with relationships, not only just relationships in general, but relationships in the body of Christ and what was happening in the church. So the idea was to talk about how relationships should be built according to the Word of God, but he had me focus in on marriages. And clearly, the Bible lets me know that if you're not doing right in your interpersonal relationships and marriage, you're not doing it right with him. And so then I subsequently wrote a second book on relationships titled Check the DNA, What Happened to We Are Family. That thing was born between conversations with my sister when I was working in Huntington, West Virginia, about 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I used to be talking about the people that were up there in Aurora, Illinois, where she was. And she would be giving me an account of what was going on with her, and I felt a whole lot of pressure and stress on her. And I said, well, what's wrong? She got an only child up there, her son. She got two grandkids, and she raised all of these people. I said, don't they understand they need to defer that stuff from her? But when I talked to her son, he told me some stuff like, you know how your sister is. Then I told him this. I said, listen, man, I'm not going to let y'all kill my sister. I will show up in Aurora, Illinois, and I'm not going to let y'all kill her. And then me and her were talking, and we were joking at first. I said, you know what? Some of these people that we believe belong to us don't belong to us. And then it just kept going on. And then eventually God gave me about check the DNA. And then he gave me scripture, Matthew 12:46-50, which is where Jesus was ministering to a group of people on the inside. And his family was on the outside, and mother and his siblings, and they sent messages by a messenger inside to tell Jesus to come outside because they wanted to see him. Jesus turned around and looked at the people that were inside and says, who is my mother? Who is my brother and my sister? They that do the will of my Father, that's my mother, brother, and sister. And the Spirit just let me know that everybody that named the name of Christ is sitting up in the church as a Christian, they ain't necessarily a Christian. They don't necessarily belong to Christ. So that's where that book came from. I'm working on a third one that I'm going to have done within the month. I just have to sit down and just sit down and do it. I got about four chapters. It's going to have seven. It's going to be a little longer than the first two, and it's the trilogy, but it's the greater one. It's called Becoming One with God. And I'm using Romans, the sixth chapter, Romans 12, 1 through 2, and some other scriptures that speak to the fact of what we must do in order to, once we come into salvation, that transformation process that we have to have in order for us to come back into the likeness and image of God. And people are not getting it. They think that once they get saved that they can sit on their salvation, but that ain't it. When he called you out of darkness, which represents sin, into his marvelous light, which represents holiness, he said you ought to walk or live in the light, which is holiness. And in order for you to do that, you got to be transformed, because you're filthy as rags when he comes and gets you. And so, therefore, you have to be changed. And the Bible says you got to have a renewing of your mind. David says you also got to clean out your heart. And then it says that you need to let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Yes, sir, and that's not happening in the body, because what people are doing is taking grace and making grace to be like it's a right, and it's not a right, it's a privilege. And they're abusing the privilege of grace, and they're using it like a get-out-of-jail-free card. I can live my life any way that I want to 6 days out of the week, but then on Sunday I'll show up in my Sunday best, and I'll act holier than thou and think that I'm offering up my best to God. And God is sitting there looking at you saying, you know what, you're honoring me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And that's in the church, not out the church, but in the church. So that's what God has given me that. And my ministry is dealing with families and marriages, so that's why he's giving me that charge. And with that regard, we have the radio program, the internet program we have with you. I also have a Spreaker.com broadcast that I do that's been going on for about the last couple of weeks, and it's called Becoming One with God, and I do a daily Bible study with that. And then, I'm going on my home church in Newark, New Jersey, Gravel Hill Missionary Baptist Church. They called me a couple of weeks ago, the vice president of the men's department, and wanted me to come and do their men's retreat. But that's usually not done like that. I mean, usually beginning of the year, and by June, you know who's going to be speaking. But I believe my pastor, my father in the ministry, made mention of that. And then there's one other thing that's going to be happening. Last year from the retreat, there was a women's group that was there from Connecticut, New York City, and Maryland, I think in Baltimore. They were there from Thursday to Saturday. We were there from Friday to Sunday. And when we showed up on Friday, they were in the lounge, and a couple of ladies were there. And I had copies of the book for every man that was there on my first book, and I gave some to the ladies as well. Well, one of them reached out to me last year. We lost contact, and I found her number, and I called her again a week ago. And she told me she had been, trying to get a hold of me. They want me to come and do a session with regards to that first book. And I told her I got a second one out, too. And so that looks like that's going to be an end of January. And then plus, this person said that she had an idea. She wants me to collaborate with her on a book about families, and particularly black families. And I said, no problem. And she said that she doesn't want to do it under her name, and she wanted to be anonymous. And then she talked about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, about his dream. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I actually got a name for the book right now. And the name for the book is going to be Free at Last, or Are We? And then she said she wanted to do it under a pseudo name. So I thought about a family, and I thought about Lazarus, Jesus' friend, and his sisters, Martha and Mary. So I named her Mary Lazarus. And we're gonna start collaborating on that book. I can actually write it. I can actually write it, because I got ideas already about it, because that's my ministry. But when I finish this here third book, then I'm going to get with her and see what she wants to input in there, and then I'll just flow around that. So that's what I'm doing right now. along with some other things that have yet to unfold. But God is just moving, sir.
And he's moving.
I like
the idea you're putting out for Zuma Ministry.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Yes, you and I were talking, which was ironic that we were talking. And when we were promoting the show, and I called you Zuma Ministries.
I called you Zuma Ministries.
I misspelled the way that you spelled Zuma, but I called you Zuma Ministries. And then you told me what Zuma was doing, ZumaWorld.com, and I said, well, that sounds like a ministry to me. And then the ministry, the theme for it, scripture-wise, is, brethren, I beseech you that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And Minister Janiyah Lee, that child is gifted as far as being able to put those things on that internet and establish a blog and all of that. So she went to work on it right away, and I think she got it all in place.
Already?
I believe so.
Oh, my. Now, you know that. Now, God do things overnight now. That's overnight.
Oh, yeah, she started working on it. When I called her, she started working on it right then.
No, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well?
Yep.
Seeing us there on all night, you got all your events out. I got a couple of events. I'm going to be in Columbia, South Carolina, Friday from 9:33. It's an in-house employees. Then we can go in and set up and sell our product. So I'm going to be there I'm going to set up at 8 Friday morning. I'll be there until 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. I'm also going to be, I think, Allen University on the 19th of November. And next week I'll give you better information on that. I think I got another Wednesday night before the 19th of November. No, I don't, do I? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. You'll be back next week. Yeah. Yeah. And so I'll give you follow-up on that. But what we are doing with Zuma right now, we got a call. You can call in this number at 12 o'clock tomorrow, a luncheon meeting. And it's 218-862-1300. And the PIN number for that going to be 293302. That's 218-862-1300. And the PIN number, 293302#. And you'll go straight to on the conference call. And you can hear about, they have some testimonies there tonight at 8 o'clock. They're also going to be every night now at 8 o'clock. You can call that same number. And there's going to be testimonies about how these people done got on the product and what it done did for them. They have some awesome testimonies on there tonight. It's just amazing what they're doing and what the product is saving people's lives and changing them, taking them off with all that medicine. Got to take a medicine that help the other medicine Lord, I don't even want to talk about it. But I got the information on November. Dr. Mature is on the way to South Carolina. He's preaching in Delaware. He's preaching all the way from California to Florida. He's going to be in Orangeburg, South Carolina, on the 6th of November. We're going to have a service at 7 o'clock at the worship house, and we're looking forward for that, too. I think that's all. Ruth is in a meeting tonight. She couldn't be here, but she got a lot more information that she got to give us. So stay tuned for us to get this information to you. We're also going to have a vendor event at a park in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff coming up.
Pastor Hill.
Yes.
There was a couple of things I just missed that I'm actually doing this week. I restarted one of them. It's 6 a.m. on... Yes, sir. at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm on what we call the Sacrificial Praise Line. This has been in existence for about almost going on 4 years. And it's started by my mother in the ministry, Reverend Yvette Lane Maxfield. She called me about 11 o'clock something in the evening, 11:30 Monday evening, and asked me to facilitate the line for the rest of the week with a series. And I started on Tuesday from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. And the call-in number is 1-559-546-1000. And the access code is 539-257-POUND. And that's 1-559-556-1000. The access code, I'll read it again, 559-546-1000. The access code is 539-257-POUND. And I'm yes, sir, and I'm doing a series this week coming out of Matthew, the 15th chapter, and we're talking about the traditions of men. And and anybody can listen. If they want to listen to a recording of it on that same day, then they just have to dial 559-546-1099. Access code is 539-257-POUND. And then I go from there at 8 o'clock. I'm on a prayer line that comes out of Atlanta.
Pastor.
Yes, sir.
What time is the first one?
It's from 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 7.
Okay, 6 a.m.
Yes, to 7 a.m.
7. Okay.
Yes. And then I go from there at 8 o'clock. I'm on a prayer line that comes out of Atlanta that's being hosted by the facilitator. Her name is Evangelist Connie Loynes, L-O-Y-N-E-S, and that number to call in on is 213-493-0700, and the access code is 477-971-POUND. That's 213-493-0700. Access code 477-971-POUND. And she usually opens up and does prayer, and she will usually ask the ministers that are online, myself, and there's an elder, Clyde Loynes, or pastor, elder Quincy Loynes, or Pastor Clyde Loynes. Those just happen to be her two sons. And we do a scripture that we do like a sermonette on. I did one today from John 11:38-43, and I talked about the message that had to do with God hasn't given up on me yet.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that was John 11:38-43. John hasn't given up on me yet.
Okay. I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that. I hope he don't give up on me.
No, he hasn't. He won't. He's long-suffering right now. He ain't giving up on a lot of folks. But they better get in because his time is running out.
Time running out. Okay, we've been here for, I tell you, I thought we were going to, it's just good. I thought we were going to be here for about 15 or 20 minutes. We end up here in 30 minutes. I think that's a good show. We got anybody else want to come in, if they want to do an announcement, if they just want to say something about what they heard tonight, they want to get some information, they might have missed a number, you feel free now to just come on because everybody live. Everybody on the line is live. This is just an open house tonight.
Pastor, since you said that, I forgot something. I forgot to tell where they can get the books.
Oh, the books!
They can get both of the books at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Both of those are paperback and on ebook that's online. All of these are going to be online. Mm-hmm. Googlebooks.com. Booksamillion.com. Let's see. Google Booksamillion and ChristianBooks.com.
Okay.
And they're all online. And also ZulonPress.com. That's the publisher for these two books.
Zuma what?
Zulon. X-U-L-O-N Press.com. That's a self-publishing Christian publishing company.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then. Okay. Well, I think we had a good time tonight. We got a lot of information out there. We got a lot more information we need to get out there. There's Nathan on the Spot, current events, past events, present events, and future events that we're going to be in. We want to support everybody. I might be somebody in our listeners will be there. You'll be surprised how somebody will show up. I've had it happen several times. God will leave them at their house to show up to your event just because they heard it on Nathan on the Spot. That's
all right, sir.
So if anybody out there don't have anything else to say, we're going to close out tonight. We'll see you next week for current events on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Get your stuff together. Let's come on, get it done. Put another brick on the wall for Jesus because we got to build a business. The business is supposed to supply the needs to build your worship house. And that's what we need to do. Peter had a business. Paul had a business. I don't know why we got this thing back. They had a business. When Paul ran out of money, he went back to work. I ain't going to stop preaching that, Pastor. I'm going to let it go. That's it. We're going to keep it real. This is for current events. We done did our current events. So let's go ahead and we're going to close out tonight.
Amen.
Good song. I know what I'm going to play. Pastor, I'm going to play your favorite song.
What am I steps in your word?
And he done all our steps now. Tell all right, sir. To see I love her. Tell her, I want to see what she done did. I feel it in the spirit. I felt it the day that she was done did it.
All right,
and
sir.
Now, oh, Lord. Pastor, good night. Listener, good night.
Good night, sir.
Find my path in your word.
then, all of you. Steph, good night.
Good night, sir.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.